Blog Talk Radio.
It's your girl. What's my name again?
No, I'm just kidding. It's your girl, Miss P, and the diva. Okay, the sensuator. Lady Twinkles, how you doing tonight?
I'm good. Hi, sweeties. How's everyone? Hope you guys ready.
Well, I know that I am. You know, you have me over here forgetting my name and stuff, so, you know, that means I'm just focused on all the yummy stuff you have in store for us. How was your Thanksgiving, by the way?
It was good. It was good, you know, considering a lot of other things going on. We were very, very blessed. My sister outdid herself, and I got to rest. Can you believe that?
That's so awesome. I cooked my first turkey, and, yeah, I don't need to say anything else other than my first turkey. Yeah, I'll be hearing about that turkey for the rest of my life because it will never be another one. But I'm glad all is well, and I'm so excited. What did you say, Lady Twinkles?
Congrats. There's nothing like your first in anything.
Yeah, first, and last, by the way. So for all those who are tuned in for the first time, we just want to say welcome. And for all those who continue to support the Intune Show, we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. So for all those who are, like, a little bit, like, on the PG level, and can't handle tonight's topic, then I suggest, you know, you tune out now because it's about to get crazy with a little bit more spice. So, Lady Twinkles, without further ado, if you want to jump right into our topics.
All right. Our topic tonight is one that I've been getting a lot of questions on, you know, but then today someone called me and wanted to know why of all the topics in the world I chose to talk about this one tonight. So I told them to listen in, so hopefully they're listening in. The reason I chose this topic is because instead of speaking to all these people I've been speaking to recently one-on-one, I figure, you know what, it's the same questions all the time. They come in different packages, but it's the same type of questions. So why not let's just get into what the hell is going on with our relationships? Why is it that we either can't find that right person, we get rid of that right person, we're arguing all the time, you know, we can't figure out what we want, what we don't want, when we want it, if we want it, who we want it with. There's a lot of things going on in relationships. So we're going to try and touch on as much as we can tonight, and then we'll just save the rest for a later time. Right, Ms. Steve?
Yes. Yes, of course. Of course, because relationships is such a broad topic, so of course we won't be able to squeeze it all in, but I'm excited anyway. Relationships.
Okay.
Relationships.
Right.
Relationships. No, I'm just kidding. So if anyone wants to call in and ask Lady Twinkle or myself any questions, but really Lady Twinkle's being at, this is her segment, 818-495-6975, or you can use our interactive chat room that is open right now. By all means, Lady Twinkles, I'm ready to hear what you have to say.
Okay. The first thing that I wanted to touch on is the fact that, you know, people need to ask themselves specific questions when it comes to relationships. You want to know exactly who do you want to be with? What type of person are you trying to get into a relationship with? Am I going to settle if that person doesn't have the qualities that I want? Do your qualities make sense? Because a lot of you guys are just reaching really far and pulling straws out of your butt when it comes to trying to decide what you want in a relationship. You know, be realistic. Be very realistic. Do you want someone that you either genuinely love? Because a lot of relationships, you know, there's a little confusion going on. If you're, you know, one person may be genuinely in love, the next person is genuinely in lust. You know, some people may be just collecting heartache from everyone they keep dating. Then there's some of them that keep giving that heartache. So you have to sit down and evaluate exactly what is it that I want. Do I want an all-sexual relationship? Do I want a long-term relationship? Do I want a monogamous relationship? Do I want a polyamorous relationship? Do I want to just, you know, have someone warm for tonight and not want them tomorrow? You know, and you have to define those things in the relationship that you get into. Because a lot of us are getting into relationships and we believe one thing and the person we're involved with believes something else. Don't you think?
Absolutely.
One of the things that I've been finding out a lot recently is there are a lot of people who want more information on this polyamorous relationships. But not everyone can handle those type of relationships. So we have to make sure and you define exactly what type of relationship you want to be in first and if you're secure with yourself. Because one of the problems people face is they're getting into relationships with the hope that the person they get into that relationship with will complete them or make mm-hmm. them happy or provide this for them and do that for them or enhance them in some way, shape, or form, but you don't have that on your own. You have to be able to sustain and enjoy your life with or without that person. Yes, that person will add to your life, but you have to get out of the habit of being so dependent on a person that if they walk away, you know, you can't survive. You can't function, you know. Now, I understand heartbreak because I think we all have been through it at some point. But what I think eases heartache is if we have a clearer understanding of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And we all don't.
That's so true.
We may think that we want one thing, but then what we get is not necessarily what we initially set out to get. What we accept is not what we actually want. And what we get rid of is not what we should be getting rid of. So hence, relationships are completely screwed up now.
Mm-hmm. You said a mouthful right there. Yes.
Yeah, you know,
everything you said is true.
You know, I think the first thing that we need to ask of ourselves is, what do I want in a mate? You know, what am I looking for? What exactly is going to give me that tingling feeling for that sense of, you know what, this is actually making me happier than I was initially, you know? From deciding on the characteristics that you want. Let's say if you're looking for a man, deciding on the characteristics that you want from him. Do you want someone who treats you well? Do you not care if he treats you well as long as he's financially taking care of you? Do you not care about the finances or if he's treating you good? All you want is that junk he has inside of his pants. Okay? So if you have to clarify that. If all you're interested in is someone who could satisfy you in bed, then you're going to be in for a lot of disappointment because we're learning that a lot of people are not as sexually compatible as we would like to think. You know, if you're looking for someone who's going to be, you know, good financially, that's great. They can be that financial provider, but are they lacking in the romance area? And what are you willing to give up to get a sense of security, okay? Is he confident? Is he independent? You know, is he a man of his word? A lot of times real, you know, someone could say they'll give you the stars, the moon, the pyramids. They'll give you everything in the world, but are they a man of their word? If they say they're going to do something at a particular time, can you hold them to it? You know, and that goes both ways. Is he a moral and honest person? And if that doesn't matter to you, then that's fine. But you have to make sure you communicate that your needs and your wants, your desires, and stick to it. Okay? If it's a woman, if you're a guy, and a lot of guys are saying that some women have no substance. Gentlemen said that to me, and I was like, okay, well, maybe it's not the woman that doesn't have the substance. Maybe it's where you're looking for those women and expecting them to have substance. Okay? Is she supportive? If you have an idea, if you're doing something, can you honestly say that she will support your endeavors? You know, is she confident? Because a woman that's not confident, the insecurity, it could drag on a relationship and kill it. All right? Is that person beautiful inside and out? We're looking for, a lot of us, we look for the outside then in. He's tall, he's handsome, you know, he plays ball, he does this, he does that, and he's an empty shell of a person. You know, she's really pretty, especially she goes out, she knows how to dress, she knows how to look good when you see her on the street. You go to her house and it's the most disgusting thing in the world. You know, start looking at people from the inside out instead of the outside in. You know, and does she know when to speak and does she know when to shut the hell up? Because women, yes, we have a bad tendency that we do not know when to shut up. There are times when it calls for that. There's times where it just calls for us to listen, to understand, to empathize, and to respect and shut up. And then there are times when our opinions are necessary. But, you know, some of us, we don't know how to differentiate one from another.
Mm-hmm. And I have a problem with that. Definitely, I have a problem with knowing when to, like, just be lax, like, just to fall back and not say anything. There's times when I'm quiet when I should be talkative, and there's times when I'm talkative when I should be quiet. And I think that it has everything on my part to do with, like, my ego sometimes, like, backing down from something. And sometimes when you behave that way, you kind of miss the point because you're trying to be right so bad that you miss the point.
And that's one of the biggest relationship killers. The biggest, because everybody wants to be right and no one wants to be wrong. It's like my mom used to say, all of us want to go to heaven, but no one wants to die.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, okay, at what point do we say one hand washes the other? And we have to listen in order to understand, in order to communicate correctly. And we have to know when it's time to say, okay, you know what, chuck the ego at the side. This has nothing to do with me and my ego at this point. Let them voice their opinion. Let them say what they need to say. Because sometimes we're so busy talking, we're not listening to anything that the other person is saying. Because we want to get our point across and we're going to do it no matter what. I don't give a damn what you have to say. I'm saying what I have to say, and that's the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to learn when it's time to stop. And it takes control. It takes some very good control on each of our parts to say, you know what? Okay, it's not even worth it. This argument that I see about that to you up, it's not worth it. And the bigger person will survive. The other person is going to feel like a complete idiot when they realize that they just made a big scene for no reason.
Mm-hmm. It's so true. And I'm working on that, and I'm so guilty of that, and I can admit that. And I think that's step one with anyone, is just really, you know, notifying the error and then working on it.
Admitting that you have a problem and then work towards fixing it. Yes. You know, but what someone wanted to know, what are the things that make relationships grow? What are the things that help? And this is where I turn the tables on you, Ms. P. What do you think are some of the things that, what do you think are some of the things that help relationships to grow? Because we all have our own ideas as to, you know, I want, if I have to be in a relationship, these are the qualities, these are the characteristics, these are the things that I want from them. And it's amazing how everyone says the same thing and a lot of us are not doing it. So what do you think? Give me five things that you think are the things that would help a relationship grow.
Well, I just think that five things are five parts, all going to be the same main thing, which is communication. But what I'm learning is that communication has so many different levels that I will put communication, like five times. Because it's so many different levels, not, you know, communicating sexually, communicating verbally, emotionally, physically, you know, all those things matter. And what I think that, you know, I was like stuck on so long in my life is just because, oh, I told you, so I felt like I communicated, or I said that, so I felt like I communicated something. But just body movements, actions, the way we respond to certain things, even if we're not speaking it verbally, all of that is communication, because the other person is picking up those vibes from you. And if that person is trying to like fix it and you're just giving off that energy, you're not communicating yourself well, they're taking that, so now they're going to start doing the same thing. So communication, five times hard in my life is first and foremost.
Definitely. You know, communication, and people say it, we all say it, but we don't do it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because communication is not a one-way street. If I'm talking to you and you're not hearing anything I'm saying because you're in your own head and you're interpreting, if I say, you know what, that dress looks really, really nice on you, you know, makes your butt look real nice, whatever, there are women out there who cannot just take that for what it is. Take it as a compliment. Take it for face value. They start reading so much into it. Oh, did you just say I have a big butt? And not that that's a bad thing, because some of us like big butts, and I cannot lie. But you have to know when to just take things for what they are. Sometimes we spend so much time reading more into stuff that we're shooting ourselves in our foot and we don't even recognize it.
Okay, you're so right. But before you continue, Lady Twinkles, we have a call. So call us 718. You're on the line with Lady Twinkles and Miss P. How you doing tonight?
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, and yourself? Uh-huh. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Allison. I'm calling from Brooklyn.
Hi, Allison.
How are you guys doing tonight? Hi.
We're
listening on the show. And basically about relationship, and when you talked about communication, it's definitely important. I think what a lot of women do is actually try to fit themselves into a character for a man instead of being themselves. So you put on a mask, and being that you put on a mask, this person will never get to know the true you. So you waste a lot of time and energy on someone who doesn't know you. And then when the relationship gets sour, you're both upset. Truth is, he doesn't know you, and you don't know him, because you've always had a mask on in that entire relationship. So I think if women are more true to themselves and don't put on any mask, any makeup, and try to be someone else, they will find true love.
Absolutely. Very well said.
So, Allison, can I kind of pry a little bit? What is your status? Are you in a relationship?
I have been married for 14 years.
Okay.
And I've been with my husband for 20.
Wow. Yeah, I think she could
give
us some advice.
Right. I'm like, geez, you could tell me anything, Allison, at all times. I'm listening. But that's beautiful,
so,
and congratulations
honestly,
for that.
It is that you want the same thing, but you cannot walk the same path. understand that he's an individual and you're an individual. And one has to complement the other. You can't have someone who is a graduate dealing with someone who hasn't finished high school. You don't have anything to communicate about. You're on a complete different path. So you tend to find someone who you can relate to and who can relate to you, as well as someone who shares your same goals.
Mm-hmm.
And finding that person, you tend, and I honestly believe you can't look for someone. The person will eventually find you. And two objects cannot hold the same space. So if you're holding on to a deadbeat, your true love will never be able to come to you because someone is already in that space occupying your time. So you have to drop all of the person or anyone who is negative to you in order to attract the person who is for you.
Wow.
Is this an open marriage? Because I think I need to marry into that.
No. My husband, honestly, I have never had any women issues with him, nor have I any issues, you know, period. We truly
Absolutely.
Love each other. We're always there for each other. Understanding that he has certain things he wants to accomplish, and I have certain things I want to accomplish, and we do it as a unit. If your foundation is strong, your marriage, your relationship will be strong. It's like building a house. If you have rocky foundation, the house will never stay up. Anything can come and sweep the house apart. But if the foundation is strong, your marriage, your relationship will be strong.
Absolutely, Allison. That was beautiful, and I was just joking, just to let you know, it was a joke, you know, maybe. I should have asked first, like, can I joke with you, Allison, and then said it. But it was totally a joke. I meant no disrespect, but we do appreciate you.
That's fine.
Sharing your insight with us tonight, and congratulations on your marriage.
Well, thank you. I don't think it's the norm. I think they're out there. It's just that, you know, a lot of people don't go and flaunt like, hey, look, I'm married. I've been married for all these years. Because you have a lot of people who are, I wouldn't say jealous, but they're always on the assumption with, oh, no, she just pretends like she has a wonderful marriage. There's no man out there that's great. No, they're not going to be there if you keep seeking them and if you're doing the wrong things. A man is not looking for a woman who's always in a club or a woman
mm-hmm.
who is not, I wouldn't say financially stable, but a woman who's confident, a woman who walks in the room and commands the attention without saying anything. Men love that. And I think a lot of women have just lost what it is that truly holds a person. And in that, they've lost themselves because they're busy trying to fit into what they believe he wants instead of being individuals.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh,
absolutely. Wow. Right. Like, that's it. Show over. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in to A Little More Spice. No.
Definitely.
Yes.
Allison, do you think that there are clear guidelines that people can use, like, you know, all characteristics that you should look for when you're not necessarily looking for a person, but I think if you want to strengthen yourself, do you think that there are things that...
I think once you focus on yourself and understand or figure out what your goals are, then the right person will come along. But you have to be focused on... The thing with relationships, period. If you're not strong, anyone that comes to you, they're not going to be as strong. Positive always attracts positive. So if I'm not stable in my life, the person who comes to me, they're not going to be stable in their life. So you're going to have a rocky relationship. If you focus on you, you understand that, you know, career, school, whatever it is that you need to focus on, you're going to eventually run into that person who is the same way, that's looking for those qualities. And then you complement each other.
Mm-hmm.
Women also have to understand just because the guy at the corner say hello to you, that doesn't mean, you know, you should jump into bed with him. You have
Amen.
To understand your standards. I have friends who they just throw their pussy left, right, and center. Which man wants a pussy that's just beaten up? I'm sorry, do you not have to say that? But you
yeah.
need to understand as women that you control everything. And a man, if the ultimate goal is to get you in bed and you're giving it up the first, second date, what's the sense of him coming back?
Right.
You have to know what your goals and what your qualities are, and you hold on to that.
Damn it. There goes my, you know, everyday life. No. I'm kidding.
You're totally
joking.
I know that for a fact.
Okay. I'm joking. I'm joking. Yeah, but definitely I agree. I really do. I really do.
Wow.
So, Allison, we really, really appreciate you listening into the show. And I'm guessing this is your first time listening into the Intune show.
Definitely it has.
Yes, and we appreciate
you. Definitely a great show. I mean, you know, it's all about women understanding what they have, what their goals are. And truthfully, without the women, there's no man.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're willing to just, you know, accept any and anything, you're going to get any and anything. You have to have your standards, too, as to what you're looking for.
Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate you calling in, Allison. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. And you have a great evening, and I hope to hear from you again.
You got
Thank
it.
Thank you, Allison.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Yeah, so that was
wow.
Beautiful. Knowledgeable.
Yes, it is.
You know, like I said,
yes,
I was ready to, you know, buy rings, but you know, she checked me. So I'm back on track. But yeah, it's always amazing, like she said, you know, about how women have to set standards, like you were just saying to Lady Twinkles, and you know, have boundaries and keeping them. And I think that's where a lot of people go wrong, because we all make a to-do list, but we don't always follow it. So what's your take on that?
I think not only so much women, but I think people, period. I think men have ideas too. Men have their standards. Oh, they want the girl that looks like this. They want the woman that does this. But then if she's spending so much time hanging out in the clubs, not necessarily in a club singing her music, in a club making her money. She's not doing that stuff. She's in the club spending. She's spending more time putting on makeup and getting ready and dressing up than she's doing anything to better her life. If that's the type of female that you're attracting, then, you know, maybe you need to stop and figure out why. And I could tell you why you're looking in the wrong places. Okay? Now, I have nothing against the women in the club, because I love the women in the club. I actually go out to the club once in a while, and I enjoy myself. But if that's where you're going to find a partner and take them home that night and spread your legs and hump and dump and lump, and you don't understand why either the female don't call the guy back or the guy don't call the female back after they had their fill of you, then maybe you should reevaluate what you're doing, where you're doing, who you're doing, and how you're doing it. Okay? If there's no friendship in relationships, that's a major problem. If I can't like you, how the hell do you expect me to love you? You know, and I take liking a person a lot more seriously than me loving the person. Love is an emotion. You could fall in and out of love with someone for many reasons. But I think that if you like who the person is inside and out, the moral value that they have, the respect level they have, the commitment that they have, the way they communicate, their passion, they, you know, the fact that they're not a selfish person. They love doing or giving back to their community or to whatever, any endeavor that they go after, they do their hardest to succeed at it. If you can't say, okay, those are things that I'm looking for, those things matter more than a big ass, nice titties, and a long penis, then we have a problem. Because there are a lot of women, and I have no idea what is going wrong with our women, where all they focus their relationships on is how big that person is, how good that person can eat. And, you know what I mean? Yes, and everyone knows, Lady Twinkles, I love me some sex. I love talking about sex. I love to experience sex in many different shapes and forms. I like, we won't get into the things, the things I like. If you want to get into that, text me personally. We'll talk.
Speed texting.
You know,
there's a lot
I mean,
of people pulling out their phones right now.
I know my phone is going to stop going crazy.
Okay.
But at the end of the day, you know, it's I want people, based on the amount of conversations that I've been having recently and all these relationships that I in so much problems, I need people to understand that if there is no friendship, if there is no compatibility, if there is no understanding and acceptance, if there is no passion, okay, sex is not going to be as good and as fulfilling as it can be, okay? If you're going to be in, if you're looking for someone or you want to be in that relationship long term, figure out what you did in the prior ones that didn't work, and maybe you shouldn't do those things. Ladies, if you're bitching every minute and complaining that they're spending more time at work, but you don't mind spending that paper, maybe you should stop complaining so damn much. Because when it goes away, then you're going to complain about, then you're going to have something else to complain about. Okay? And we are way too serious. Miss P, did you notice that you're walking around New York when I'm in New York and women just look pissed the hell off? And
yeah.
I understand we have some financial things going on and a lot of other stuff, but oh my gosh, we have some very upset people out here. You know,
we
and
do.
Now it's transitioning into, before it used to just be, oh, the women seem upset all the time. But now I'm beginning to see my brothers, the men folk. They mad as hell, too. And they're not mad as hell for the things they used to be mad as hell about. They mad to go home. There was a time when men used to like going into their home. At least some of them. You know, they want to go home. At the end of a hard day, they want to go home and meet that woman waiting for them or their partner and just enjoy them. We're getting boring. We're not doing anything interesting. We're not taking time to be sensual. We're not investing the time that we should into our relationships as we're doing, spending on Twitter and Facebook and working and everything else. And now I'm not saying if you're running your business and you have and you're doing your thing, by all means, go ahead. But if I'm sitting in a room with a person and we're spending more time on our phones, texting and doing other shit, instead of sitting and having a conversation or dragging some tongue or something. I mean, I'm just saying, you know, there's a very high chance that we may not be lasting that long. And we need to stop and think about that.
Yes. I just got an email from Anonymous. So basically, I guess
okay.
I struck a chord in regards to women are mad all the time. And he said women
mm-hmm.
are not upset all the time. They're just crazy. If by now you have not recognized the fact that all women are crazy, then you need more help than any doctor can possibly give you. Women are crazy, and I don't necessarily mean this in a clinical sense. Women are crazy in the sense that they do and think that we as midlife bachelors will never be able to comprehend anything. So it's a whole bunch of stuff, but I'm just skimming through it. And basically he's like, dealing with craziness or not dealing with it. That's the question for men. And crazy women example is she is always upset with you. Some women are just flat out critical of everything that a man does. Many women
right.
appear to thrive on telling you just what you are doing wrong and not the things that you are doing right. So in a nutshell, yeah, we're just crazy.
Stop, keep saying yourself. I'm only crazy some days of the week.
Okay. She's
yeah.
on like a one of those things, like a clock, a ticker. Every other
yeah.
Thursday it goes off.
Every other Thursday at 4 o'clock, depending on the day. But, yeah,
okay.
One of the problems that a lot, and he's correct, what happens is women will complain about
everything. But heaven help, and men do it also. There are some men who do it, but they complain about everything and forget to compliment the things that you're doing right. Okay? But men do it also. She goes and she spends all day doing, you know, doing a nice romantic dinner. You come and you just gobble it down like there's nobody's business. Doesn't even say thank you. She gets upset. You think, right, she's supposed to be upset? Maybe, maybe not. You know, he could be tired. She could be tired. Who knows? You know, but we have to communicate that information to our partners. You know, let them know, listen, I had a rough day. I just really want to eat and go to bed. You know, let them know so they would know, okay, fine. You come in, you go in. When they see you come in and just go and eat and go to bed, they won't be offended. But then make it up. If you know that your partner took their time to make you a good meal or do something nice for you, and you can't appreciate it right then and there because you have so much else on your plate or on your mind, you're in a bad mood, whatever, you know, a few days later, at another time, take the time to reciprocate. Do something nice for them. Tell them thank you. Walk up behind that person, blow ever so softly into their ear, lick their earlobe if you need to, and just simply say thank you and walk away.
Wow. I just got chills, guys. I just got chills through the system. But it's so true and it's so real. We're going to jump right into another. The caller left. Sorry, caller. I was just about to take you. But, yeah, go back to the licking of the ear. No. Sorry,
no,
caller.
But, you know, if you know that your partner has, let's say they usually suffer. You see them rubbing the back of their neck all the time, you know, and you can't simply walk up to them. Let's say if it's a guy, walk up behind your partner and thrust your pelvic area into their back and help massage them. Take your hands and massage their neck, their shoulder, run your hand down the back, and just make them feel good. And trust me, they'll relax, okay? And then when you finish, just walk away. Don't say a word. Walk away. And see how you have just changed that person's entire mood. Now, if they still bitching and moaning after that, you know what? Just walk over to the door, the one that goes outside, unlock it. Walk out. Go 3 blocks to the right. Make a left. Go up that hill. And give me a call.
The nearest payphone. Like this. Go up the hill and then do this. Just start dialing. Right, exactly. Just straight up start dialing. Okay.
Just simply walk away. Because if you're trying your damnedest, you're willing to compromise and do as much as you can in a relationship, but this person wouldn't shut the hell up, show some appreciation, and just relax. Then just walk the hell out the door and leave them, let them calm down. Now, unfortunately, what that's going to do, for some people who don't realize that that's a moment to relax, that person, though, you're going to walk back in the house, and they're going to start all over again. And the bitching and the moaning is going to be worse because now you left for 3 minutes just to go and get some fresh air, and you actually, in that 3 minutes, went to somebody else's house, had an affair, had dinner, or done something, and then came back home in 3 minutes. You know? This is some of the crap that people do and get confused why their relationships are working. Seriously, don't get it. Okay.
Is it when he or she came back, it would be a freak out.
Fatality.
You know, so I just don't get it. You know, or you would have that person who's so needy,
Oh my gosh.
Oh my goodness.
They are so needy that it's ridiculous. If you go to the bathroom and you accidentally have your phone in your pocket when you went to the bathroom and it rang or it vibrated or it was just telling you that the alarm to wake the kids just went off, you just had a 10-year affair with someone else. That person is doing things for you that I can't do, and I just don't understand why you wouldn't spend that time with me. And you didn't even pee yet. Okay? So it's little things that people take too far.
They take it, they go too far with it. Ms. B?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm still sitting here trying to wipe the tears out of my eyes because I'm just saying, that whole scenario you just described about walk up the street, go to the block, call me, then in 3 minutes he had an affair. Why are you so over there bitching and moaning? Is like real life happenings.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing else. Okay, a client of mine said that they can't stand, she was in a relationship, and she can't stand a needy man. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
If you talk, you know you're in a relationship with a needy person. If when you talk to your siblings or your parents or your friends or your coworkers, or if you talk to your own children, this person jealous. You know you have a problem at that point. You know that there is some level of insecurity that's going on with that person that needs to be addressed. And if it's getting to the point where it's too much, maybe it's time to walk away. But then you may have those people who would be in a relationship with someone, that person hurts them. They pretend like they got over the hurt, and then they go back into the relationship with the person, and everything the person does, they so much as breathe, they so much as smile the wrong way. If they smile to your left and you were hoping they smile to the right, they make a turn. They make a left turn when you want them to make a right turn. They go up a stairs when you want them to go down a stairs. Every time you look at that person, you want to take a nice big brick and smash their face in. Chances are it's time for you to walk away.
Definitely. Maybe I mean, after all that.
Maybe just a little bit.
It sounds to leave, but it will be a fatality. Seriously.
Yeah. You know, and we have to, and even as women, I don't care what type of relationship you're in, whether you're in a relationship with a man, whether you're in a relationship with a woman, it doesn't really matter. If all you're doing is complaining about shit, oh my God, that is so unattractive. If nothing in your life is going good, financially, you're shitty, you know. Your partner's sexual equipment is not big enough, it's not tight enough, it's not wet enough, her areola is too big, his butt cheeks too small. You know, if everything about yourself or another person is wrong, maybe it's not everything else. Maybe, just maybe, it might be you, just a little bit, you know? I mean, we spend so much time, and one of the things that men have been indicating is that there's nothing worse than being in a relationship with someone and you lose your job as a man. As a woman, it's hard, but from what these men are saying to me, there is nothing worse in this world. They can cut their foot off. They can do whatever. But there's nothing worse than you being a provider and in a relationship with a female or that expecting you to provide and you can't provide. And with the market today, it's hard for you to provide. And every day she got to be like, so, did you look for a job for today? I know you can't fix nothing, but did you fix the bathroom? You know? And that they're not compassionate. You know? It is very, very hard. But it is equally as hard for women when you have a very jealous man and you can't so much as put on perfume. Because if you don't put, if let's just say, if you put on that real nice, I'm not saying the name of it, but if you put on that real nice smelling perfume, that when you walk, the leaves on the trees just reach down and want to touch you. If you put that on and walk out of the house, he gonna have a problem with it. She gonna have a problem with it because believe it or not, there are a lot of very, very controlling women in relationships with other women. And they figure that, you know, I mean, I know a few people who probably at some point in their life dated men, and then they actually, they date women now. But they were like, they're getting in relationships with women who's more aggressive, who's more fiery, who's more jealous, who's more abusive emotionally or physically than the male they were with. And I'm like, well, if you're sitting there and you keep comparing shit, then, you know, I mean, you're expecting stuff, you know? So look at the individual. What is it about you that's attracting this behavior? And we all keep forgetting that we're the ones that are attracting other people to us. With our attitudes, with the things we do, with the things we say, with how we present ourselves, we're the ones attracting certain people. And not everything that you attract you're supposed to go with, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, let's see. I walk outside and there's dogs who run and jump on me. You don't see me looking to hump a dog. I mean, they're probably smelling my dog on me, but that's not, you know, I mean, that's the point. You know, not everything that you see or everything that wants to hump you, you want to hump it. If you're looking for that long-term, lasting, you know, fulfilling relationship, you really need to stop and evaluate the things that you're doing, the things that you're accepting, the things that you're not doing, the things that you can live without, the things you can't live without, and then change the way you're going about it. As Allison said, the minute you stop looking is when everything that you're looking for comes to you. Okay?
It's so true. I'm agreeing. Totally. And I'm surprised all of the lines are lit up and, you know, no one's even saying anything. And I think that, you know, I'm that attentive to what you're saying as well, and so are our listeners, because no one else is pressing that button to comment. But if you guys want to, please feel free to press that one. We have a few more left to the show, and we want to, you know, gain on your experience, you know, hear from you guys. If you're in the chat room, you can definitely take the time to, like, just type it all out, and we'll read it. You don't have to say your name. We won't say your name. Whatever way, if you want to send emails, you can do so now, intuneshow@AOL. You can tweet Lady Twinkles at LadyTwinkle69 or at the Intune Show so we can, you know, get your comments. Like Lady Twinkle said in the beginning of the show, this is a broad topic, so it's not going to be all in one segment. But every time her segment is on, we will definitely chip a piece off if we can, you know, as much as we can. So I was thinking, Lady Twinkles, can we play a track for a little bit?
Sure, I was about to say, can we play some of that real good, sexy music you like to put on when I'm on? That have me
Yeah, definitely. I'm going to play Time to Get Wet by T. Weston Reed. And let me know what you guys think about this, because this is a hot track, Time to Get Wet by T. Weston Reed.
I just like the title.
Right? Sexy, sexy.
Let me lay you down. Get so deep. I'm not wearing any underpants, you know.
Yes, after that, like after that, I had to go there.
Seriously. I need to take a shower now because let's just say moisture.
Okay.
And that was T. Austin Reed.
So shout out to T. Austin Reed. She's a part of the Intune family. She's also, you know, an amazing everything, like fully loaded there. So definitely check her out at T. Austin Reed. Google her. You'll find her.
She's seductive. She's sensual. She's sexy. Oh, did you see I have an F theme going on here? And now I'm kind of sort of a little bit feeling peckish. Anybody know what peckish means?
You know what peckish means?
If you know what peckish means, call 818 or dial up if you're if you're on the line, press 1. And explain to Miss P what peckish is, and then I'll tell her.
Okay.
But, that was nice. That was moisturizing.
Yeah, definitely. And if anyone that's tuned in that has a show and interested in interviewing her or have her as a guest host speaker, anyone else in tune that need beats or anything, collaborations, definitely hook, you know, look her up and get at her PR company, Dominique Enterprise, and, you know, book her. Get that in ASAP because she's definitely,
I didn't
she's amazing.
Say that loud. I'm sorry. I said that a little loud.
That's what happens sometimes, you know, you get distracted. That's why I love music so much, you know? It pulls you into all these moods and emotions. You're like, oh, I didn't think about sex in 10 weeks, and then you hear a song, and you're like, yes.
Cat, if you're not
right
thinking
now.
About sex in 10 weeks, call Lady Twinkles. Let me get you thinking about sex. Oh, by the way, and for everyone that's listening in on the show, or if you're following us on Twitter, I am going to be running a special for the entire month of December on adult toys. So hit me up at hashtag LadyTwinkle69 or the Intune Show, and I will send you a little flyer with the stuff that I have that's going on sale between 30% and 50% off
all the stuff that's in that catalog, but there's a limited amount. So, you know, you have to hit me up early, and we'll be able to do that. And keep on listening into the show, because in January when we return after, you know, Miss P, after we take a little hiatus for the hobby, enjoy the holiday. When we return, Miss P, I am going to be offering discounted parties. I usually host a lot of sensuality shows and parties. And so if you have a birthday and you, if you're having a birthday party and you want me to come and do a show for you, it is seriously discounted if you say that you listen to the In Tune show on a regular basis.
Wow.
And if you commit, and if you commit to signing up to the In Tune show online, then you're going to be getting all these things for me. It's a big birthday for me next year, so I'm starting to celebrate from January.
And I'm sorry, 12 months in advance.
My birthday is in October, so I'm going to be celebrating from January. Every month I'm going to be doing something extra special, and I'll be selecting people based on the In Tune family to spend some quality time doing things with. So, just so you
definitely
know.
Definitely. That's a beautiful offer, and I can't, like, I can't even take her. This is why I love this woman, guys. This is why y'all are all tuned in for this right here. Not about the good advice and the expertise. It's about the laughs in between. I'm telling you, because I wait for them like a kid, like you about to, the kid that know they're about to get a piece of cake or a cookie, and you're just sitting there with your eyes all big and like, yay, now, now. Like, yeah, that's how I wait for Lady Twinkle's little joke. So yeah, thank you.
So we can actually, is anyone bold enough to press that one? We can see that a lot of people are on the line. We just not having anyone pressing that one. If that, just press the one and go into queue if you dare. You know what? If you press one and call in, and we can have a nice question, I will give you a prize. I will give you something nice, probably something nice and wet, probably something nice and vibrating, probably something, you know, with beads. You never know with Lady Twinkle.
Baby.
Oh, hot mess.
As I must say I have missed you guys.
Exactly. Come
and
on.
No one. No takers. Okay, that's okay. We see that you guys are on, so we appreciate you being on with
definitely.
Us and sharing this wonderful moment with us. And let us make sure that we love and enjoy our friendships. Don't look when you're not supposed to be looking. Communicate, and be a little bit more supportive of your partner. Even if they want to be the person who, you know, is hanging.
Let's see, nails on leaves, and I am not supporting that behavior. But anyway, if they want, whatever that person wants to do, you never know. It could be very successful for them, and it gives them a sense of, you know, of relaxation. My family thing that I plant. I like gardening. I like just putting my hand in that nice, cold, or warm dirt and just running my fingers through it and knowing that when I'm finished, life emerge. Okay, I digress.
Definitely. You made me want to go plant something.
It is
a whole
really
tree. Let's plant a peach tree.
And I'm thinking, ladies and gentlemen of the In Tune show, maybe we can do something where you guys all come for a slumber party.
Ooh.
Let us know what to think about that. And
definitely.
Even invite the guests.
That sounds fun. We need to put our heads together on that and figure that one out. But that's definitely, you know, something I'm interested in attending.
Oh, thank
like
you.
Now.
Me too.
I just did laundry too, so I have clean but PJs. Like, I'm ready now.
Nice. So, Missy, do you have anything that you want, that you think someone may want to know, but ashamed or afraid to call in and say to me? Anything
well,
at all?
Yeah, I think that, you know.
Okay, maybe
so
I should say that.
Yeah, I just have more of a comment, and this is just to, like, all the listeners and all the people that will listen to this archive linked, you know, in the future, is that communication, as we said over and over again, is essential, period. And I just think that so many people are afraid to face themselves because people don't want to have to deal with the things that are not accurate within them. You know, we need to learn how to let go of the past and stop going every day trailing along pieces and remnants of situations that we dealt with as children, as a teenager, as young adults, as adults. When you go into something new with somebody and you make a commitment to that new person, it's only right that you take yourself into that situation clear-headed. When you go into a situation with someone clear-headed, then you can create new dreams and beautiful things. When you go in there clouded and unsure and think you're over something and you're really not and you don't want to face yourself and admit that you're not 100% ready to go forward out of loneliness, this is where a lot of people make their mistakes. So I want to just say that a lot of us need to face ourselves, the reality of what's in front of us at that time is detrimental to just your well-being as an individual in society at large. It's not just in a relationship because just dealing with in the public for yourself. Let go. Face it. And there's people like Lady Twinkles that offer these services, consults and things of that nature, Dr. Sue, and a slew of other people that if you can't get it right on your own because it is hard to tackle sometimes by yourself, get someone that can help you help yourself. And that's all I have to really say, Lady Twinkles, in terms of what I think people don't want to say. Face mm-hmm. your demons, period. You can't
Look,
have
I
nothing
think,
without doing that. Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people also due to fear and due to, you know, as I've said in the past, that squirrel syndrome of they know where they came from, they don't know where they're going. They stay in very unhealthy situations. They get into very unhealthy situations where if that person has done you wrong and they keep and they've made amends. Now, I'm a strong believer if someone did wrong to you and they come and they make amends and they move forward and they're doing what they need to do to show you that they are willing to be a different person for the growth of your relationship, then by all means, give it a try, you know, and work on it, but work on it with a clean slate. If when, you know, you give that person a chance, they turn and they're a repeated offender. They keep doing similar or the same thing over and constantly causing you hurt over and over and over again with the attitude, just get over it. Maybe it's time you get some balls and decide that, no, you know what, I'm not going to get over it. You obviously are not going to do right by me, so I'm going to do right by myself. I'm going to do right for myself. I'm going to do what's best for me. And once you start demanding that level of respect from yourself for yourself, I think the respect from others will follow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's a matter of learning yourself enough, and as Ms. P said, you have to let go of past things before you get into something else because you're bringing baggage that new person doesn't deserve, okay? And my services are here. A lot of times I'll go to an event and, you know, I'll just be sitting down in a room consulting with someone so that they can purchase an item, and I won't even speak of the item because when they come in, their energy is completely off. And I feel people's energy a lot more
than what I believe what they say. There's so much that could be said in the eyes of, look, if you look deeply in someone's eyes, there's so much you can learn about that person. And so it's amazing. I will just ask some simple questions. And before you know it, this person will either be sitting down, they'll be crying. There's been situations where people just started pouring their heart out because I'm seeing something that someone else may not see. So I'm here if you guys need me. And as most people who contact me know, I'm always available within reason. Don't call me 3 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. I won't answer the phone.
Exactly. That's extra.
Yes. people like Allison and any of you listening in that have these long-term relationships, I celebrate you. I celebrate you because so many times you're going about your day, you're going about your business, and you don't realize that you actually can give and provide information to people who are struggling with why their relationships aren't working, what should they be doing. Sometimes we have no roadmaps on how to deal with our situation. So for people like Allison who is willing to call in and give a little bit of advice to a lot of other people, thank you so, so much. For the person who hung up because I was talking too much, I am sorry, but you can reach us, either one of us, anytime you want. You can befriend us on Facebook, Twitter, or send me direct emails, direct text messages, direct instant messages. There's ways to reach us, and we genuinely want to help, okay? And you'd learn very quickly, I am a hell of a good person to chat with. Plus, I flirt with everybody. So it works well. Right, Ms. P?
Complimentary. Yes, complimentary flirting attached to, genuine love. Absolutely. So tell people where they can find you, Lady Twinkles, to stay in tune with you until the next Little More Spice show.
You can reach me at Get Your Pants Out, people. Get your pants out. You can reach me via the Intune show at hashtag the Intune show. You can reach me through my hashtag, which is Lady Twinkle 69. Just remember the 69 at the end. You can reach me on Facebook, Natty-LadyTwinkles. Or you can reach me via email, ladytwinkles@gmail.com, twinkles@alittlemorespice.com. And what's the next way you can reach me? Oh, you can reach me via phone. And I'm going to give out my phone number, because it is what I do. But you have to put in, it's best to text me. If you text me, put in Tune Show, and then your name and a picture. And I will call you back, or I will respond via text initially. If I like you, I'll call you. But my number is 3.
If you have all your number, I'll call you.
But my number is 347-512-8123. Once again, my number is 347-512-8123. And if you're a friend of mine on Facebook, you actually would have access to all this information, because I am very open with a reason, and sometimes. So you have all my contact information. And when in doubt, link us up at the Intune show.
Definitely.
And Ms. Peter, make sure that
Lady Twinkles, give me a picture. You guys will find her on Meet the Family on the website. I've been trying to get that for almost a year. Yeah, so you guys will have all her links, all her contact information on that page if all else fails. Hopefully by Friday, I will have this picture to put there.
Oh, my God. That is pressure. That is so much pressure. Okay.
This is a beautiful woman who's scared to show herself, guys. Seriously.
It's not that.
Unbelievable.
It's not that. My daughter told me point blank, mommy, don't be putting your picture all over the place. Every time we go out, people meet in. People, I know you.
So I've been trying to be good about it, but I will give her a picture. If and only if you guys register, who are not registered, you register at the Intune show, and we will make sure that I give her a picture. Damn, Miss P, that's not fair.
Yeah, definitely. Everyone has a picture there, even Dr. Sue. Even Dr.
I
Sue.
Know.
So bring it on,
guys,
so we can make this happen.
I provide all sorts of stuff. I provide all kind of words. I give her everything else but the picture. But I will provide
exactly.
a photo by Friday. I promise.
Thank you so much.
Thank
you so much. Thank you, guys.
Thank you for putting me on the pressure online, on the air.
On the show, yeah. Now everyone hears what's happening and is going to be looking for you now, so you definitely have to do it. So, again, as Lady Twinkle says, she's reachable, but reach her at a certain time. If you guys have to reach bases with her at that time, then definitely send an email. If all works well, you can always contact me, and I'll get her ASAP. So, again, Lady Twinkles, you are just the bestest ever. And stay tuned to the website. Register, as she says, theintimeshow.com, or follow us on Twitter for the next show coming up.
Definitely. And my sweeties, have a wonderful evening. Enjoy your night. No arguing. Lots of loving. And we'll see you on the next A Little More Spice and Miss P with Lady Twinkles and the Intune Show.
Yay. Thank you so much, Lady Twinkles.
Thank you, and have a good night, everyone.
You too, baby. Yay, guys. So there you go, the infamous Lady Twinkles. Again, please, please, please take her up on her offer. She is such a beautiful individual in terms of giving, giving, giving. Make sure you guys email her, hit her on Facebook, get her on Twitter at LadyTwinkle69. And we all know what that 69 stands for. If you guys can't get her for some odd reason, definitely reach out to me. You guys know how to do that already. But in the event that you don't, then intuneshow@AOL.com. For everyone that tunes in for the first time, I definitely hope that is not your last. And for all those who continue to support the Intune Show and the family, I definitely want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Shout out to the team / family. We have a tremendous amount of givers that's part of the show. We have shows that cater to any and everyone. We have Gospel Sundays. We have the Haps. We have The Locker Room. We have Diva Got the J. We have Teens in Tune. We have A Little More Spice. We have The Couch. We have Your Time to Shine. I mean, the list goes on and on and on that, you know, I can hardly keep up. So that's why I go to the website and sign up for the mailing list so I can stay in tune as well. Because even given being that I'm the person who's doing the show, I just never know what's happening. It's just all happening around me. But anyway, I'll talk to you guys soon. And for all those that don't know, that the Intune Show will be airing all the way up to December 20th. And from there, we won't be back on until January 8th. The reason for that is because I'm cooking up a lot of yummy things to keep you guys in tune and to bring the new year in with a bang. On December 1st, we have True Sun Ill coming up. We have the Haps on the 2nd with Diva J in the Locker Room. We have on the 4th, the OJs will be on the Intune Show at 6 p.m., so mark your calendar. We have the Power Hour coming up. We have Teens in Tune, and then we're on our little break until January. So try to catch up. And never fear, all the shows that we have done so far are all archived. So that means that you can go and listen to them at your leisure. You can also go to the iPhone in the Droid Marketplace on your phone and download our app to stay in tune. Join our mailing list from the site. I mean, there's so many different things that we have going on the show that it is ridiculous. We love and appreciate you, because without you guys tuning in and being a part of this all, this would not be such a good experience for me and the team. So thank you for all of your support, and we look forward to your continued support. And if there's anything that we have going on that we can aid you with in your life to see that you're reaching and accomplishing your goals, then feel free to reach us. I was about to say, don't feel free to reach us, but definitely feel free to reach out. We love and appreciate you. Have a good night.
Nothing like the mother bird.